Hi guys, my name is Adeyinka Black, and this is TLBS Podcast. So today I'm going to be speaking to you from my heart, and I'm going to be letting you in on some things and some contemplations I've been having over the past couple of days, and the fact that I have come to a point where I'm so grateful for now, for here, and that I've been able to see that there is a bigger picture in the whole process. And so today I'm going to be speaking to you about trust in the process and by extension growth, and understanding that it takes time to actually manifest into that bigger picture you have in your heart or in your mind. Now, I know that a couple of times we've heard trust the process, and you often hear the term trust the process. And while it's a cliche line on its own, it's a way of saying let go. It's so easy to obsess over the results of something happening in our lives, whether it's a career, a relationship, or something else entirely. We tend to do the opposite of just trusting the process and getting frantic about the things that aren't happening, especially when things don't go our way. But we need to understand that this normally ends bad when we don't trust the process and when we're just trying to fast track the process. And so the reason why I've decided to do this podcast is to make us understand that it's so important to trust the process. And I've just highlighted a couple of points on why it's important to trust the process. So before we go into the reasons why it's important to trust the process, I'd like to say that when you trust the process, it means you're letting go and you are having faith that things will eventually work out on its own time. For instance, you know, trust in the process in your career would probably mean that while you aren't exactly where you imagined to be, you're on your way getting there, and that is growth in itself. The fact that you trust the process and you understand at the right time you will get to where you intend to be without rushing or pressuring yourself, and it takes you places you never imagined, and it all comes down to patience, trust, and faith. That being said, on trusting the process, I'll just head straight into some of the reasons why I feel it's important to trust the process. First is your karma, and what this means is it's natural that you have more inner peace when you let go of the need of trying to control certain outcomes in your life. And even if you try, control will never be completely yours, but rather trust in the process is a key to a calm and relaxed life. And some people have tried to also reiterate the fact that it's important to take out time to meditate, because that helps you to remain calm. And there are a couple of apps and a lot of platforms where you can do a lot of meditation. And, you know, what that does for you is that it takes you into a space where you are more reflective about your actions and you're more hopeful about your tomorrow. The second thing that trusting the process does for you is that you become more confident. Another benefit you get when you trust the process is you learn to build trust and rely on yourself better, because when you know you've worked hard to get to where you currently are, then you're full of confidence that you get to where you actually want to become. So it helps you understand the place of here and gives you a perspective of there. Okay, so the third thing I also like to highlight is that you're less likely to hurt yourself. Now, what this means is that it's so easy to break your own heart when you stress over your own life. And trusting the process means that you value yourself enough to stop stressing yourself out. So you know that there's no use obsessing about the process because it won't change anything. So it's better to just let it all go and, you know, focus on here and get yourself on track and believing that tomorrow is going to be better. The fourth thing, which is quite evident, is that you become more patient. As I mentioned earlier, trusting the process takes a great deal of patience, especially if you plan to do it right now. Or if you plan to do it right, you build your character and attitude when you trust the process of things and just letting things be by believing that, you know, things will eventually work out. You know, you're also going to build discipline. So when you're more patient, it helps you reflect, it helps you work on those areas that require you to sharpen your discipline, and just eventually helps you take cognizance of the fact that, you know, tomorrow is going to be a lot better than today. The fifth thing I was able to highlight is you become more resilient. Now, no matter what challenges life throws at you, resilience is something you gain. You know, resilience is something you gain by just trusting the process. And I know you've been through many battles before, and you know what you go through isn't temporary and stuff like that. But resilience becomes part of your character, as you have no need to control or fix things obsessively. Okay? And the sixth thing is you become open to change. Now, one of the things I've heard on multiple occasions is that change is constant, and the fact that change speaks of growth is a blissful thing. And while nobody likes the idea of change, it's the one thing in all our lives that we can't avoid entirely, because change is consistent no matter where you go, and trusting the process will only prove that further, that, you know, change is always the thing that's going to happen. So when you trust the process, you learn to adapt to the changes that happen, okay? So another thing is that trusting the process leads you to your purpose. Trusting the process is all about being led to your life's purpose. And everyone is made for a purpose, and that is why it's very, very important to have faith and just trust that you would get there eventually. Now, the many a times, and this, I'm speaking to myself, because there's so many times where you anticipate a lot of things, and based on the fact that you're not content, or you want more, you're always anticipating what's going to happen. But trusting the process always reassures you that you will get there eventually. And it may seem cliche, but what's meant for you will find a way in your life eventually, if you just keep sticking to the patterns of the process, to the principles that make those things work. Okay? The eighth thing is it helps you practice gratitude. Now, this is something that I do every time when I just can't figure out what's next. And based on the fact that I'm a Christian by faith, I've gotten to a point whereby it has moved beyond religion or something that involves some form of calisthenics. I just take life and I place it before me, and I'm grateful to God that I'm where I am, and I'm grateful that He's taking me places and He's doing something in me that is bigger than even what my mind can capture, because He has told me from His word that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can imagine or think, according to the power that works in me. So life is filled with enough anxiety that there's no reason to add that by worrying even more. So by letting go, you learn to be grateful for what you already have and take it from there. You know, you learn contentment and bliss from even where you're not, you know, even when you're not where you want to be. So learn to be grateful. That's very important. Another thing trusting the process does, or one important thing about trusting the process, is that you grow through everything. And like I mentioned, trusting the process builds growth. And no matter what things you encounter in your life, you have grown enough, you know, you've grown through even the most painful circumstances, and trusting the process means that you didn't try to control the outcome, as you know it will be okay eventually. So it you know, helps you go through that process. I once saw an article written by my friend, shout out to TRS. The article is No Pressure, No Diamonds, and it's so true. The fact that, you know, you have to go through some things in order for that greatness to be birthed from the inside of you. Okay, so trusting the process means that there's growth and that you're becoming better. And the final thing about trusting the process is that you realize the timing is everything. Now, speaking and relating this to my faith as a Christian is that in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that time and chance happen to them all, and there is time for everything under the sun. Now, the things that are meant to be will be yours eventually, but it all comes down to one thing, timing. And this is also why pain occurs, so that after growing through the lessons we've learned, only then can we be at a place where, when we're ready for our purpose, because, you know, all of those things are entrenched in timing. We need to understand that it takes time, you know, and all of this beauty. One mindset I've always decided to have, or to just make part of me, is that everything I'm experiencing is all part of the growth process, and it all makes the story sweeter to tell. A time is going to come where I'm going to have to tell people how I started this podcast as a parody, and how, you know, he had little or no plays at all, and, you know, it was barely staying afloat. But here we are, we're having over 1,000 plays, and by the time I'm going to be telling this story, we're probably going to be having like 1,000,000 plays, and everybody's going to know about the Inca Black, Affin Creators and Co, TLBS, and people going to be like, how did you do it? And I'm going to refer them to the time where I didn't just understand what I was doing, where it was so confusing. I would tell them eventually that I had to trust the process, you know. So it's all part of the story. It's all to make the story sweeter. And it's also one thing I've also decided to do is that whatever it is I'm experiencing, it's not just for me. It's for someone who's coming behind me. There's someone who's going to try and make a podcast, or there's someone who's going to try and do something creative, or there's someone who's going to try and, you know, be where I am today. And we'll probably need mentorship, and we'll probably need guidance. And based on the level of experience and based on the things I've gone through, I'll be able to properly and adequately mentor that person to navigate through whatever he or she is going through. So you need to understand that about yourself, that whatever it is you're going through is not just for you, it's for the generation coming behind you, so that you can relate to their struggles and effectively and adequately mentor them properly. And that is the beauty about growth. So it's all beautiful to see that all these things work together for our good. Okay? And we need to understand that as humans, we're naturally fragile, anxious, and impatient, which makes trusting the process even more challenging. But you need to understand that this doesn't mean we shouldn't trust the process. To trust the process, you should let go of every need you have to control. Just let go of the need to know the answers to all the questions, such as if you will attain success or if you get your dream job. Just trust that everything will work its way in your life. You know, it's something you're meant to have. And if not, life will work its, you know, its own miracle. You know, life works in unexpected ways than you realize. And in order to trust the process, you must not rush the timing of things. You know, there's so many times where we want it now and we can't wait any second longer, which is wrong. And, you know, we need to develop the mindset that, you know, that's full of patience and discipline, that we trust the process, even in things where we don't understand, even the things that are unknown, even when things don't make sense. Trust in both the process and in yourself, okay? And that is that for this episode. I just hope, you know, this podcast has been able to shed light on the importance of trusting the process. And while it might be difficult in a couple of people's lives, and while people might be going through things, no matter how much you try, you can never control the outcome of your life. And however, you can choose to trust and let go. And in letting go, you take yourself much closer to exactly where you're meant to be, whether it's your goal, your life, your purpose, or something you never even expected. And just to add this to everything I've said, just trust. While you're trusting the process, trust God also to help you, because it takes another level of divinity to make you get to where you need to be. And you know, the process of also trusting God makes the burden lighter, and you don't always have to do the whole thing yourself. And that is one thing I've tried to practice myself, and not just because of any form of religious affiliation, but I've just decided to make it a conscious effort that, yo, there's the presence of providence and divinity that we must embrace and understand that he sees everything and he's in charge of everything. He created everything, and so we must trust that he would able to bring all that he has promised to us to pass. And that is my time on the TLPS podcast. I hope I've been able to get some things across to you, and I hope I've been able to inspire you a little bit and make you understand that things are actually going to work out. And it might not look like it right now, trust me, it's definitely going to look like it tomorrow. And it would be so amazing that someone out there who's listening to this will become a billionaire someday and be like, yo, this was the stuff I listened to that just made me keep going. Thanks to Adeyinka Black, thanks to the TLBS team, thanks to FN Creators and Co. And that's what we do. We try to, you know, help people just believe in themselves and make people understand that they're valuable. And so till we meet again on our next episode on TLBS, please do not forget to share the link to people and follow us on all our social media platforms. You can follow me on my social media platform. On Twitter, it is @Adeyinka_Black. On Instagram, it is @Adeyinka_Black. You can follow TLBS on Twitter, and that is @TLBS_. On Instagram, it is @D_Lumi_and_Black_show. And you can follow Afin Creatives and Co. also on Twitter and Instagram, so that we can just, you know, become that family that we, you know, want to build with you guys. And so you guys stay safe till our next episode. I love you. God loves you. Take care of yourself. And yeah, salute.